Step 2, Vincenzo Monti. At the end of the descent, we arrive at the destination of the second stop, Villa Besana Ciani. Built in the 17th century as the country house of the Londonio family, it is located between Via Besana and the Cernobbio lakeshore. The Londonio family hosted the famous Italian poet here, the protagonist of this stop, Vincenzo Monti. In 1869, the villa was bought by brothers Carlo and Enrico Besana, from whom the current name comes. The Besana brothers made the villa a meeting place for Lombard patriots. The historic mansion is still owned by the Besana family. It hasn't undergone any particular structural modification, and the garden has kept the original charm, with some impressive plane and beech trees. Vincenzo Monti was born on the 19th of February 1754 in Alfonsine, near Ravenna. He attended the University of Ferrara, where he stood out for some of his poems. After the end of his studies, the Cardinal Scipione Borghese invited him to move to Rome. In 1799, Vincenzo Monti writes The Haughtiness of Pericles, dedicated to the archaeologist Ennio Quirico Visconti, and recites it at the Accademia dell'Arcadia. In 1781, Monti wrote the canticle The Beauty of the Universe for the wedding of the nephew of the Pope, Luigi Braschi Onesti. The poem particularly impressed the bridegroom, who employed Monti as his secretary. Monti became one of the most important voices of the High Roman Society, composing many poems and two tragedies inspired by Shakespeare's work, Aristodemus and Galeotto Manfredi. News of the French Revolution pushed the writer towards conservative positions, and from here came the idea of composing a poem in 1793 called Bassvilliana, in which he describes the excesses of the revolution. However, he later got closer to Republican and Jacobean ideals, and in 1797 he decided to leave Rome, now an anti-clerical city. He then moved on to Milan, where he became a supporter of Napoleon, and he obtained several public offices in the Cisalpine Republic, as well as the professorship of eloquence at the University of Pavia until 1804. In this period he wrote a number of poems, but only with celebratory tones. Better results were reached in his translation works. In 1800, he translated Voltaire's The Maid of Orleans, and 10 years later he published a famous translation of the Iliad, which made him famous all over Europe. In 1815, Milan returned under Austrian sovereignty, with which Monti accepted to cooperate. In 1816, he wrote for the magazine Italian Library, while he continued his literary production. The cultural atmosphere had totally changed, though, being dominated by Romanticism, and because of this, Monti became an outcast from intellectual circles. The poet died in Milan on the 13th of October 1828, after he dedicated the last years of his life to the translation of the Iliad. Between the 18th and the 19th century, the landscape in which we are now was wilder and more verdant. In this place, Vincenzo Monti sets about 30 verses of the poem Feroniadi, published posthumously in 1832. The verses are dedicated to the daughters of writer and politician Carlo Giuseppe Londonio, then owner of Villa Besana Ciani. In the verses, Monti imagines his daughters wild pigs and violets. Messenger of April, they, when among the bushes of the pleasant Cernobbio in the morning, Isabella and Emilia, gracious girls, make of you prey and party, and you, blessed, go in the snow of the virgin busts. To acquire new fragrances, they move, kind violet, these words. The first flower of spring salute the roses of Cernobbio. We suggest you now take a short detour to reach the Giardino della Valle, where you can rest before resuming the way.